This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
HSHS St. Francis Hospital Foundation's Farm Family Event was held last week and featured some comic relief for farmers. Jerry Carroll is a comedian and a farmer from North Carolina who began his career in comedy after working several years on his family's operation. This morning, we'll visit with Jerry about his farming background and how he got started making people laugh.
Well, it's wonderful to be here in beautiful Litchfield. I've done tons of stuff in Illinois. I did the Young Farmers Ranchers for Illinois a couple years back. Love this area, beautiful farmland, because I come from somewhere. I'm 10 miles south of Raleigh, where we don't break land. We turn the rocks over farm on the other side. But we were tobacco farmers, hog farmers. We did 6,000 hogs a year, 300 sow fair to finish. I still got a dozen shaggy-headed Red Angus just so I can keep the farm into production so I don't have to pay the big property taxes. But, yeah, farmed all my life. Decided to go on stage when I was 35 years old and attempt doing stand-up. And actually, you know, it was beyond my wildest dreams. I won the competition 5 straight weeks running. So they said, why don't you? And I looked up. I was at the number one comedy club in America, which was Charlie Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh. Voted on by the comedian for 25 straight years, one of the top comedy clubs. So I looked up and was quite a hit there and started doing stand-up. But I was still farming at the time, tobacco hogs, you know, 70, 80 hours a week trying to do 200 shows a year, and it was killing me. So finally went to my dad at the ripe old age of 40 and went, I'm going to start doing stand-up. And you can imagine how that went. He looked at me and went, are you on drugs? I went, not at this moment, no, sir. And but then I was doing stand-up. But, you know, from the time I started doing stand-up, I would also, because I attended so many farm meetings, you know, there's always, all winter long, you're going to all these meetings. And I always thought, you know, old Jerry Clower had it right, Cotton Ivy, and they were comedians for farm groups trying to live lit up. And so someone from a tractor dealership or a fertilizer sales meeting would go, man, why don't you get up and tell that story about getting your clothes torn off with a PTO shaft, which is a true story you heard. And I would, and we'd tie it in as being a farm safety thing, and they'd give me like $50. And I'd go, this is the coolest thing ever. I'm getting paid to, you know, for these ag groups. And I found out real quick. Of course, unfortunately, by the time I got into stand-up full-time, my dad was wanting to retire from comedy, and I'd mentioned earlier, he had a massive heart attack and passed at the ripe old age of 60. So with a little guidance from Jeff Foxworthy and a good friend of mine, Frank King, who said, as good as you are at doing corporate events and you know, instead of chasing the dream going out to L.A., which I hate L.A., by the way, why don't you just do this corporate event? And then so that enables me to do 45, 50 events for ag business and blue-collar stuff and still look after the farm, the home place.
I think that's what's so unique and relatable about you is that you've got the experience to go with the jokes telling. And as you said so many times this morning, you're like, I like this crowd because you're farmers, and so am I.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. When I do a story about a PTO shaft and I'm talking about it was brand new, waiting had time to beat the safety shields off, that kills. And you know why that kills? Because they know that's true. And when you talk about trying to find a roll pin and cutting, you use a 20-penny nail, a little agricultural engineering. And the one bit, that's how I know these guys get it, is when I say, you go to a local dealership and we don't have it in stock, but we can have it tomorrow if you pay the extra shipping and handling. And it relates to them. And the biggest compliment I get every time is like these guys that were standing here with me. Dude, you're one of us. Yes, I am. I do have 12 hours of manure application training for the state of North Carolina because they don't trust us to spread crap without being trained. And I have a pesticide license. I had CDL license and I messed around and let them lapse, but I don't think I need a CDL license to haul jokes. But it is amazing. I started at 35. I'm pushing 60 now. I've been doing this 25 years. I've had a pretty, you know, years ago before I even did television, I've done some television stuff. The Farm Bureau interviewed me one time and they said, well, what have you got to say about your career? And I go, well, there's a great line from the movie Broadcast News where the guy looks and he goes, what do you do when your life exceeds your dreams? And the other guy goes, keep it to yourself. Cause truly there are times I just look and go, man, it's pretty great being me. Was fortunate enough to go out to L.A. and do a History Channel pilot with Stone Cold Steve Austin. How great is that? A huge fan. I get to hang out with Steve Austin for 3 days. You know, meet John Ratzenberger, Cliff Clavin, who does all the voices for all the Toy Story stuff. So there are mornings like that when you're in L.A. You wake up and you go, did that just really happen to me? And then the next day I'm back home moving cows, putting fertilizer out. You know, it's like I can't wait to get home. Then I got to get home tonight because tomorrow I got to spray some pastures because it's spring back in Carolina and get everything ready because next week I'm 5 days on the road. So plus we're raising mushrooms, like I said, so.
Yes, let's talk about that. You mentioned it's spring in North Carolina. We're itching for that here. Ready for it to get warm, but you've got a mushroom operation, and tell us about other things you're doing.
Well, you know, like I say, I've got 10 or 12 shaggy-headed red Angus. I mess with about 25 acres of wheat, double crop with soybeans. I just put the nitrogen on the wheat the other day. And the reason we have wheat, we don't care if we make any wheat. We want the straw. We do oyster mushrooms. We do 700 to, well, about 800 to 1,000 pound a week of oyster mushrooms, shiitakes, lion's mane, and a few portobellos, not many, but we got into it just, we wanted to do something farm to table. I had some big hog buildings, metal buildings that I wasn't using. And, you know, me and my son-in-law and my brother, we researched it and went, there's no reason we can't do this. My dad was notorious for saying, if someone else can do it, we can do it. If someone else can make money at it, we can make more, because nobody's going to work any harder than we will. So I'll be harvesting in the morning at 6 a.m. And, mushroom business is great, but I found out why a lot of people don't do it. It's incredibly hard. It's very difficult to grow a fungus when everything that out there wants to attack it. But we're good at it, and we've done well. So, you know, farm to table, we're fortunate. We're 10 miles from Raleigh. We're dealing with a lot of restaurants who love that whole concept, straight from our farm to their table. We have our produce box, which delivers 600-700 packages a week straight to consumers. So that's the way to go, but you've got to have your market set up first. I'm not near as dumb as I look, am I? That 8 years of high school paid off.
Yes, had to be here to catch that joke. Jerry, it's so interesting to hear about all the things that you're involved with. It's a really interesting life that you live in. Like so many of the people that were attending this meeting this morning, your farming operation is a family operation, and that's also a very important part of your life.
Well, absolutely. At one time, we farmed 1,700 acres. We rented a lot of land, but the home place is the 100-acre farm that my dad sharecropped from the time he was 17 and bought both farms by the time he was 35. You can never do anything like that anymore in America. You know, he did it strictly on growing tobacco because there was big money in tobacco back in the day. So he bought that farm, and I'm sure someone will buy it one day. But as long as there's breath in my lungs and me and my brother and sister, that farm will never be for sale. And we've been offered a tremendous amount of money being that close to Raleigh. And I'm sure our grandkids or our kids will sell it. But when you've sweated blood, and that's what people don't understand, that farming is not a bit, it's a way of life. It is our truly. I do a program. I didn't do it today because I did the farm safety message about the PTO chef. But I end a lot of shows talking about you got to be born with dirt in your DNA. And it's got to be born into you, that you love. The only thing you love in this world more than that land is your family. And that is, you know, so, you know, and that's the way I feel about it. And that's just, I try to bring that across in my message and making people laugh. And you got to admit, I try to make them laugh for one solid hour, don't I?
You did a great job. I was laughing, and your appreciation for your family and your farming operation definitely shone through. The other important message, which you just mentioned, you were talking about PTO safety.
All right.
I think this fits great with it. We're right before planting season, getting into spring. You do encourage farmers to be safe.
Just be careful, guys. Put the safety shields back on. You know, the biggest problem I have is we're always in a hurry. Planting comes, we're in a hurry, we're working long hours, we're tired, we have a lapse of judgment. And what happened to me was a lapse of judgment. And so I had my clothes torn off of me, didn't get a good scratch on me, but so many times afterwards, and you know, I always do the thing where I'm missing a finger. I show I'm missing a finger. That's how you spot a good farmer is missing digits. And every show, someone comes up missing. And you'll see I have scars on every finger because lapse of judgment. We're in a hurry. You know, we should run and kill that auger before we try and pull that corn cob out. But no, I can do it. I'm quick enough not to get my hand caught. And, you know, so please be careful because, you know, farms are getting bigger and bigger with less farmers, and they're still farming the same amount. But when you lose someone, you've lost a lot. So please be careful out there, and I always preach farm safety because it's nothing more heartbreaking than to sit at the funeral of a close friend, and I've had to do that a couple of times, or go visit someone in the hospital that's missing an arm, a hand, a leg. Yeah. And so, guys, just be careful, and you know, when you're getting ready to do something stupid, think of me running up the road butt naked, and that'll make you change your mind.
Jerry, great words of advice with a little bit of humor. Final thoughts or maybe a website or places folks can go if they'd like to get more information about you and some of your shows.
Sure, absolutely. You can go to thejerrycarroll.com. That's my website. You can also look up trustedspeaker.com, but thejerrycarroll.com. I'm all over Facebook, folks. And if you look on YouTube, Jerry Carroll, right next to Jerry Clower, I got bunches of video and stuff and some clips from Amazing America with Sarah Palin and a couple other things I've done. The one thing I would just love to say is, like I said earlier, as farmers, I know you're incredibly stressed out right now. This is as tough a farm crisis as I've ever seen it. Just hope and pray for $5 corn and $12 beans again, but I don't see it coming. I can do a whole economist trade right now, show right now. Every economist tell you the same thing. It's here, and it's not getting any better anytime soon. So we've got to be as efficient as possible. But, hey, guys, don't stress out too much about it. Try and laugh at least once a day.
Words to live by from Jerry Carroll, a farmer and comedian from North Carolina. A couple of reminders for you this morning. The Central Illinois Livestock Association is hosting a meeting on March 20th at 6:30 p.m. That will be held at Diana's Supper Club in Nokomis. Nominations for the Board of Directors and election of officers will be conducted. Interested individuals are asked to contact Larry Miller or any board member. And they do ask that you RSVP for the meeting by March 19th by calling Larry at 217-710-1676. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is hosting a spring fish sale that will take place Wednesday, April 4th. Pre-orders are due by March 30th. Many species of live fish for pond stocking will be available, as well as fathead minnows and grass carp for pond maintenance. Order forms can be found online at montswcd.com or by calling the Soil and Water Office at 217-532-3361, extension 3. Again, orders for the spring fish sale in Montgomery County are due by March 30th. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.